Now, not much to do in Sydney over winter, or is there? There's plenty going on. There's the Biennale and there's all kinds of other exhibitions, but in particular the Art Gallery of New South Wales. It's an exciting place to be. I went there few weeks ago and noticed that all that work they've been doing revamping their 20th century galleries has completed, and it is well worth having a look, but also well worth having a look at the Art Gallery of New South Wales. There's a new exhibition from Simone Mangos called Damaged: Thalidomide Victims in Medical Documents. And in fact, we're joined in the studio by the artist herself. Simone, good afternoon and welcome to the show.
Good afternoon.
Now, I might just get you to put that microphone right in front of your face, because if you're on the side of it, then we won't be able to hear what you're saying.
Okay.
Okay. Now, first of all, tell us a little bit about yourself. How did you get involved in the art? What's your background? What sort of things have you been doing so far?
How did I get involved in making
in art? Yeah.
Oh, that's a really hard one. Well, my background was actually in music. I was meant to become a concert pianist, in fact.
Is that right?
Yeah. And somehow I was a bit too young and not really ready to do something like that. And I found myself more attracted to making art. And that's quite a long while ago now. And I guess things have progressed from there. I left Australia not long after graduating from art school, and that was in 88. I graduated a couple of years before that, but in 88 I went to Berlin for a one-year artist in residency, and I'm basically still there.
Sounds like a wonderful place to be. I mean, when you talk about art and Berlin, these are words which often appear in the same sentence. There's a great artistic tradition in Berlin, particularly in terms of contemporary forms of art. What's it been like? I mean, I suppose the answer is you went there for a year and you're still there. But what is it like being a part of such a rich cultural and artistic scene?
Well, this could take a long time to answer that question. When I initially went there, there wasn't very much going on in the visual arts. It was it was rather dead in many ways. It felt like a huge village. And but it was fantastic, say, for music. You know, the Philharmonie and Kammermusiksaal, the concerts were a knockout for somebody coming from Australia. And in a way, I liked it because it was such a strange place. The wall was still up, and most artists knew each other, and all sorts of offbeat things would happen in bombed-out buildings, and because the city was still partly in ruins, believe it or not. And so what has happened in recent years isn't typical for how it had been post-World War II. And so now it's become an art capital, more or less, which is what you're referring to. And it's entirely different. It's overrun with artists and galleries and shows, and there's a great deal of things on, practically too much, you know, that a really big, important show can happen and people miss it because...
Because there's another one on down the road.
Yeah, just too many. Whereas in the old days, it was, as I say, it had a very strange atmosphere, and most of you knew what one another was doing, and you'd see the same people at openings.
Sure.
You know, from one opening to the next, it was the same crowd. It was quite funny. But it's also great to experience a place that changes that dramatically, you know, because I've witnessed, along with other people, their history in the making. And
well, you would have been there just before the war came down.
2 years before, actually. And so that was very striking. And all the development in the city, I don't know any other city that changed quite as fast, although one could find comparisons, I'm sure, in the Eastern Bloc, you know, former Eastern Bloc, or elsewhere, Asia for that matter. But I think what was more interesting for me than the contemporary art scene was how loaded Berlin is with history, and how fresh it is, how recent it is, or at least it felt when I went there initially. A lot of those scars, which one discovered all over the city, have since been covered up, and they try to beautify them or get them out the way before anyone notices, you know. And everywhere practically is loaded with something. So that made it a very difficult place to live also. I have to say, it wasn't comfortable. It wasn't an easy existence.
Well, from the point of view of its recent history, like for the Second World War.
Yes, the atmosphere wasn't only strange, it was also quite hostile back then. And everything seemed very recent, you know, because there were so many traces of history still lying about the place.
Actually, when you think about it, 88 is 33 years after the end of the Second World War, and that's 25 years ago now, in 1988. So it's almost at the halfway point.
Yeah.
It's funny, it seems so... 1988 seems more recent than it actually is, if that makes sense.
But, yes.
Am I right in assuming then that your own development as an artist was greatly influenced by your experiences in Berlin, or were you pretty much set in your ways before you got there?
Oh, no, I don't think so. I don't know if I'm ever really set in my ways, because I suppose I think the task of an artist is to keep asking questions and keep changing and keep looking at new things and keep perhaps trying to open up other vistas.
Mm-hmm.
So I wasn't set in my ways, but I think the historical dimension expanded it somewhat.
Well, let's find out a little bit about that. I mean, we'll talk about your current exhibition. In fact, you told us when we were off air before that you've got another exhibition in Sydney about to open. We'll find out a little bit more about that as well. But I'm very interested to find out your development as an artist and what it is that has or does inspire you, and the sort of work that you have done in the past and your journey as an artist.
Oh, okay. Well, that could take hours.
It could take hours.
My background was sculpture and photography, actually. And initially out of art school, I was interested in making works in which the sculpture was dispersed over several rooms. It sounds strange, but I wanted to sort of take away the object character of sculpture.
Mm-hmm.
And I was making these
actually,
large...
Now that you mention that, not only is that an interesting approach to sculpture, but I can't think of anyone who's done that sort of thing.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, we've seen sculptures which is in different pieces in the same space, but not in different pieces in different spaces.
Yeah.
That is interesting.
Yeah. And some of those were comprised of... I was making salt pillars, for instance, but... which would seem to be the central object, but there'd be then several other things spread around the exhibition space. And then out of that I was making things in which I guess I even started to regard the exhibition space as just a passage. And the work started on the way via first the image on the invitation card. It was never something you were going to see in the exhibition. It was just, say, an interesting picture. Or photograph or drawing, whatever it was. And sometimes it started in this, and then the first part might be in the staircase. I had an exhibition, say, in Berlin, one of the early ones, where I found this drawer, an old wooden drawer, but it was full of stains inside of, you know, ink stains and various things. But that was situated outside in the staircase, and then the next part of the work took place in the gallery, but it sort of led your eye out of the window to the remains of a bombed out ruin. So I was that was part of this thing of de-objectifying sculpture and the viewing experience, I suppose. That is, in a nutshell, what I was thinking about when I was just out of art school.
Okay. Yeah. We're talking with Simone Mangos. She's got two exhibitions, one about to start. The one at the Art Gallery in New South Wales is Damaged Thalidomide Victims in Medical Documents. It's 28 minutes past 4 o'clock. Some music now, and then we'll be talking with Simone some more about her two exhibitions. You're listening to 89.7 FM Eastside Radio.